Chapter 10. After Abimelech, Tola, the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, rose up to save Israel. He lived in Shamir, in the mountainous region of Ephraim. He judged Israel for 23 years. Then he died, and was buried in Shamir. After him, Jair, the Gileadite, rose up and judged Israel for 22 years. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys, and they had 30 cities, which to this day are called Havoth-Jair. They are in the land of Gilead. After that, Jair died and was buried in Kamon. Again the Israelites did what was bad in the eyes of Jehovah, and they began to serve the Baals, the Ashtoreth images, the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the Ammonites, and the gods of the Philistines. They abandoned Jehovah and did not serve him. Then Jehovah's anger blazed against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and the Ammonites. So they crushed and greatly oppressed the Israelites in that year. For 18 years they oppressed all the Israelites on the side of the Jordan that had been the land of the Amorites in Gilead. The Ammonites would also cross the Jordan to fight against Judah and Benjamin and the house of Ephraim, and Israel was greatly distressed. Then the Israelites called to Jehovah for help, saying,
"We have sinned against you, for we abandoned our God and served the Baals."
But Jehovah said to the Israelites, "Did I not save you from Egypt and from the Amorites, the Ammonites, the Philistines, the Sidonians, Amalek, and Midian when they oppressed you? When you cried out to me, I saved you out of their hand. But you abandoned me and served other gods. That is why I will not save you again. Go to the gods whom you have chosen and call for help. Let them save you in your time of distress." But the Israelites said to Jehovah,
"We have sinned. Do to us whatever is good in your eyes. Only save us, please, this day."
And they removed the foreign gods from their midst and served Jehovah, so that he could no longer tolerate Israel's suffering. In time, the Ammonites were called together, and they pitched camp in Gilead. So the Israelites gathered together and pitched camp in Mizpah. The people and the princes of Gilead said to one another,
"Who will take the lead in fighting against the Ammonites?
Let him become the chief over all the inhabitants of Gilead."